The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, last night saw the end of a wonderful World Cup, as we all know, but it also marked the end of an era when broadcasting legend Bill O'Hurley hung up his mic for the final time. After a television career spanning 5 decades, including 10 World Cups and 10 Olympic Games, Bill bade farewell to his 3 amigos, Dunphy, Giles and Brady, and also, of course, to his many thousands of admiring viewers. Our man Colm Flynn went behind the scenes yesterday to capture the event, and he began by asking Bill how he felt on his last day.
Well, to be truthful, today is the first day that it really dawned on me that it's over. Like, it has always been kind of, like, I've been talking about it for 12 months, nearly for 2 years, about retiring, so it's been always down the line. But when I arrived here today, it suddenly dawned on me, this is it. It's over after 49 years. I determined, and I said from the word go, I will not get emotional about this thing. Because, well, look, I'll be quite frank about it. I have piggybacked on the skills of Giles, Dunphy and Brady, and I'm just a facilitator.
You're sitting back listening to the guys. How do you know when to intervene?
I mean, I judge it on two things. I judge it on content, and I judge it on I suppose, showbiz in a sense. Like, is it good television? But to be good television, it must have good content. And that's why our ratings are miles higher and on the other channels.
See, I know all the hymns, I'd say my prayers and close my eyes.
It's an incredibly difficult industry to break into, and even more so to stay on the top end. So what's been the secret to your success?
The secret, I think if I was to say, if there was one thing that made me better than, or made me successful, I listen. Simple as that. I listen to what people say. I used to watch Gabo and Michael Parkinson in his very first series, and they listened, and they always listened. And an awful lot of anchors, I think, have an agenda that they pursue themselves, and they do not listen.
Finally, when this is all over, Monday morning, how do you think you will feel?
I'd say there'll be a huge sense of anticlimax, I would imagine. And I would imagine I might be significantly more emotional tomorrow than I am today.
Anything next? I read in the paper that there were other projects that you were maybe considering, but then I heard you on the radio saying that wasn't the case.
Not at all. That was a complete distortion. I was asked a question, would I like to do something else? And I said, well, I'd consider anything, but there's nothing on offer.
Is there anything you'd like to do?
I wouldn't mind doing a series of interviews, with major sports personalities, but...
Quiz shows?
No.
Winning streak?
No, God, no, thank you. No, thank you. Or anything where I have to have the knowledge of somebody like Jimmy McGee. I'd be exposed hopelessly.
Liam, Eamon and John, it's an exciting night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great night. World Cup final. Bill's last match.
Because it's Bill's last night, and I've been working with him 36 years now, John 28 and Liam 16, between us a long, long time. So I'm extremely sad. There's a certain amount of emotion involved, which we have to get rid of before we go and do the match. That's our job.
Liam, we watch you all on screen and how you interact, but what is Bill like to work with behind the scenes?
Well, Bill, it would be a bit like a football manager, in as much as we're his players and he has to keep us on top of our form and in check.
Does he ever get annoyed on set?
Well, Bill's a great stickler for having our mobile phone switched off. So one night we were on and his phone call went off, but his. And it was wife looking for him and she didn't even know he was on air. I thought that was a good one.
I think he was going to blame one of us. I think that was a good one, Liam. Yeah, I think he was looking around to see who's this idiot that's left the phone on. And it was in his own bag beside him. He didn't realise it was his.
Did you give him stick for that then?
And ever since, we tell him, is your mobile phone off, Bill?
When we first came here...
4:40 on the break, 4 minutes 40.
We're just wiring Bill up for sound, and so the producer and the director can talk to Bill throughout the programme.
Bill, we're a few minutes from air. You're looking sharp, the suit looks great, makeup is done. You're getting mic'd up, how are you feeling?
Feeling grand, just waiting for the start now. I hope I don't make a mess of it. That's my real problem.
when I first started in RTE, Bill would come in and you'd be making him up and you'd be so nervous because you're fully aware of who he is and you grew up watching him. And he'd say, no, keep away from the hair. No makeup in the hair or close to the hair. Yes, yes, no problem.
She's not joking, you know.
No.
30 seconds for opening animation.
Good evening and welcome to my programme. It's a great pleasure to have you all here.
You're the replacement, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to read through the audio to you, yeah, because... Good evening and welcome to the World Cup final of 2014. It's the biggest game in the world, live in the Maracanã Stadium in Rio, with kick-off coming up at 9 o'clock. With me in studio are John... That's 8 o'clock, isn't it? Kick-off is 8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock.
15 to 8.
Your arms off, Bill. Did you fall off?
Certainly on silent. I'll turn it off.
10 seconds.
All right, fellas, let's make it special.
Yeah.
Standing by from the studio in 5 seconds. 4, 3.
Good evening and welcome to the World Cup final of 2014. Germany and Argentina. The whole world is most definitely watching this one.
Making the point, Eamon, in our editorial meeting before the programme,
I've nipped out of the studio and I'm sitting in the green room backstage with Bill's wife, Hillary. Hillary, it's a big night. How are you feeling?
Oh, I think it's a big night for Bill and it's a big night for the family. We have them all watching it now tonight with our two girls, Jill and Sally, and their husbands.
Bill said when I was talking to him a little while ago that it was this morning when it hit him. What was he like at home this morning?
Rather than kind of make a big deal about it and maybe then he'd start kind of getting worried about it, because so many people are saying, how are you going to feel, Bill, and what are you going to do? And I just kind of thought the best thing to do is just stay away from that and just say, you know, have a good day, see you later.
Lamb has gone back to his correct position, which was in fullback.
Yeah, does he bring his work home with him?
He would always record the programmes. The television at home would always be switched on to record whatever he's done. And he would always, when he would get home then, you know, the way you kind of have to wind down before you go to bed, and he'd pour the glass of wine and he would look at it. And he'd be very self-critical. And when he's recorded it, it's probably very good, because sometimes he thinks, oh, that wasn't really very good, and it turns out to be okay. And then sometimes he thinks things that were okay weren't quite as good. But he would be very self-critical, very self-critical. He'd say, I thought that wasn't a great show last night, but it was good. You know, that's really the way it goes.
And does he ask for your opinion? What did you think of it? Would you give him an honest opinion and say, well, Bill, I didn't think...
Oh, I would tell him what I thought about the gear he was wearing, or I didn't like that tie, Bill, or what are you doing in that, or whatever, you know. But people are so critical of it, you know, and they think that they have sort of a right to say, why did you put that tie on, or, you know, that sort of thing. But I would be critical of that sometimes too.
Hardly done it. And Messi hasn't got the support he deserves, the kind of support he has in Barcelona.
Well, Bill's two daughters are sitting here having a bite to eat upstairs. Your best memories of your dad on TV?
Well, we often still laugh about the time I used to swim when I was younger. And on air one day, Dad took full credit for getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to bring me swimming, which he never did. And to this day, Mum always did it. So we'd kind of hear him say a few incorrect statements sometimes that would pull him up on.
Like, I can remember being in a pub. I'm not sure I was supposed to be in a pub at the time, but being there and seeing, sitting on a bar stool and seeing everybody sort of whispering and turning around and looking at me and stuff. And I didn't know what was happening. And it was sort of going around that Bill O'Hurley, his daughter, that's her dad. So I was immensely proud, and I've always been immensely proud of everything that he's done.
Jack, you're Bill's grandson. What age are you?
5.
And do you know what's happening here today? Everybody making a big fuss. Why, Jack?
Because it's Granddad's last day. Kind of sad. Because he won't be on TV anymore.
Full details. 5 to Bill. 4, 3, 2.
Winner will also be revealed.
Right, well, that's nearly it for tonight. Now I leave the studio and I'll view your work from the other side of the screen. So we leave it there, so okie doke. Good night and God bless.
Well, Hill.
Well done.
Yeah, well, it was I thought for one off a moment we were going to go into penalties.
No, we're not talking about that, Bill. We're talking about the end of it.
Oh, yeah, Grant.
That's terrific.
You weren't crying at home, were you?
No, but you had a daughter who had a few tears.
I have been the luckiest person in the world
I want to say thank you to everybody. I don't deserve a night like this, but I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And by all accounts, the party continued late into the night. So not sure if you're listening, Bill, but if you are awake, we wish you all the best in your retirement. And on a personal note, I just want to say I've always found Bill to be so gracious, unassuming, always ready to offer me advice in the business as well. So, yeah, have a nice retirement, Bill.